It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. The world's knowledge of ancient Greek and Roman civilizations has been expanded. Scientists and scholars at Oxford University in England are using imaging technology to decipher original papyrus documents. Sophocles and Euripides are among the many authors whose work has been uncovered. In a moment, we'll talk with one of the scholars leading this effort. But first, a question for the explainer. How does this technology work? Here is Slate's Andy Bowers.
The technique known as multispectral imaging was developed in the early 1990s to decode parts of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Certain fragments of the scrolls were so degraded that the ink was impossible to see with the naked eye. Then an engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory came up with a way to read the ancient texts by adapting an imaging technology already used in satellite map-making. Multispectral imaging makes use of the fact that digital cameras with special filters can record fine distinctions that are invisible to the naked eye. For example, a certain kind of faded ink might have one spectral signature, while the surrounding papyrus would have another. The right filter or filters can help you make out the ink on the papyrus and read what it says. One example where multispectral imaging came to the rescue was in deciphering charred papyrus buried by Mount Vesuvius. It turned out to be legible. But the technique didn't work quite as well for burnt papyri found at Petra in Jordan, perhaps because they were written in a different kind of ink.
And that explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers, with help from Daniel Engber.